In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, the Church is celebrating a wonderful saint, Saint Martyr Tatiana. When you read the life of the saint, sometimes you wonder why she's not called a great martyr, because of what she had went through. She was born of a family where the father was a Christian, and he had actually brought her daughter in the Christian manner, teaching her to love God because he loved God so much. And she has become a wonderful person that had fallen truly in love with the Lord from her childhood. And as she was growing up, she was getting more and more of the spiritual knowledge and getting stronger and stronger. And finally, she was elected to become the deaconess. At that time, there were women deaconesses. There was a special service that they had to teach children and to do good deeds and so on. And so she was chosen to be the deaconess. But then there started a bad persecution, or big persecution, against the Christians. And of course, after a short while, the Saint Tatiana was caught or taken by the authority, and they tried to force her to bring to the idols sacrifices, and they brought her to one temple with one pagan statue god that they revered, and they said that she has to bow down and bring a sacrifice to that pagan god, to the devils. And all she did is cross herself, said a little prayer, and all of a sudden that statue just demolished, just went down to nothing, just broke down to little tiny pieces. And they tried it again and again in different places, and say she has really destroyed, what the Lord had destroyed through her faith, has destroyed many of the temples and all these false gods. And of course they were so much enraged with her that they were torturing her. They tied her up. They did all kinds of things. Finally, somebody said, "Well, she has the power of a witch, and her power is in her hair." And so they shaved her head. Of course, they didn't do any good, and she still had the power because she had the love for the Lord. And so then they decided they're going to put a very fierce lion at her to have him to devour her, to kill her. And as the lion approached her, all of a sudden he became as meek as a little kitten, and she started to pet him. And he bowed down to her, and everybody saw, and some had converted seeing the power of the Lord, but others got even more madder. And then the lion left her and turned around and jumped at some kind of a big senator or somebody that was a big man in the government, and he had toppled around and he killed him. And then he left the scene. My beloved, Saint Tatiana has prayed all the time because she loved the Lord all the time, and this is the lesson that she wants us to be able to learn from her: to pray as often as possible. And what am I saying, as often as possible? We should pray all the time. The problem is that we get sidetracked and all kinds of things. Well, we lose sight of the Lord, and that's no good. But we have to take an example from the saints. All the saints have always tried to keep their, if not their mind, but their heart for sure, was always with the Lord, because they loved the Lord, and there was no one dearer to their heart than the Lord himself and the heavenly dwellers. And this is what we have to try to develop. And my beloved Saint Tatiana had been, they done all kinds of tortures to her, and the fire she went through, and scrapings, and her breast was cut off, all kinds of things was done. But you try to find the life of the saint and read it yourself in more details. But one thing, when her father saw all these tortures that she went through, and he showed to the people that he approved of that, it was her, his daughter, that was a martyr. They recognized that he must be a Christian too, and then they grabbed him and they tortured him and chopped off, after they chopped off the head of his daughter, they chopped off the head of her father. You know, in the lives of saints, we have the opposite. At one point is of Saint and great martyr Barbara. In her case, the father had actually chopped off her head because he hated so much Christians. And in this case, it was the great joy. And of course, for Saint Barbara, it was a great sorrow to have the father to be pagan, and then to have so much hatred for a Christian. But for Saint Tatiana, it was a great joy to know that her father is coming together with her to the kingdom of heaven, because he loved the Lord as much as she had done, to be willing to die for the Lord. And the question is, are you and me willing to die for the Lord? Are we willing to suffer even a little bit for the Lord? Well, let's start doing it in practice. Let's start suffering each other. Let's start to suffer all the negative things that we see in our brothers or sisters or fathers, mothers, or children, or wives, or husband, whoever it may be. Let's not get mad at them. Let's try to just truly in our hearts to say, to ourselves, we will suffer the burdens of each other as the Lord commands us, because that is a trait of having the real love for them. So let's try to remember the love that the Lord has and how he suffered for us. He suffered us for us including in the being crucified for me, for you, and for all of us. And he didn't get angry at the world. He could have just destroyed everything that he had created as to keep himself from suffering. But he endured everything to show us an example how we should be able to bear the burdens of each other and thus fulfill the law of God. May the prayers of Saint Tatiana and her father and all these saints and who are in heaven, the dwellers now, may all they pray for us and help us to carry the cross, whatever cross the Lord has gives us, whether it's sicknesses or sorrows or whatever it may be, that we will carry it without grumbling, but with gratitude to the Lord, knowing that it's the narrow, thorny way that leads us to the kingdom of heaven. Amen.